When our thought is constantly interrupted by jobs, ads, urban drift, traffic, we lose the capacity to think deeply, to hear the earth speak, which we all need as living things. In Beginning Again, I wrote that these bodies we walk around in cannot be partitioned. They are organic wholes, but the reality is that they have been partitioned by partitioning our thought, and by doing this, destroyed our wholeness. Thoughts are controlled structurally. What we see around us speaks to us unconsciously, but beneath, the earth speaks, and we must listen. What do we covet? And it seems the work we do for power is this: to ensure our children's thought is constantly interrupted, that they are taught the skill of instant response to our command in our representation as power. That what they're to do is to respond instantly. Your children, that song, that very powerful song performed by Sweet Honey and the Rock, which we on the left often sing without thinking about its deepest meanings. It says, your children are not your children. They are the sons and the daughters of life's longing for itself. They come through you, but they are not from you. And though they are with you, they belong not to you. You can give them your love, but not their thoughts. Ooh. They have their own thoughts. They have their own thoughts. You can house their bodies, but not their souls, for their souls dwell in a place of tomorrow, which you cannot visit, not even in your dreams. You can try to be like them, but you cannot make them just like you. Try to be like them, but you cannot make them just like you. I mean, that is a powerful song. And I said, T, my son, T, you, D-Way, you can testify. I sang that song a lot and I liked it, you know? Did I think deeply about it? I don't think so. Not by my lights today. Its deepest meaning is that constantly interrupting is a technique for instilling obedience because it keeps us weak, dependent on command to define legitimate action. This is about seeing obedience. And seeing obedience is key because it's the key disposition power needs to lead us, keep us small, as children, to daddy asking for permission to act. Automatons controlled by jobs, by our need to be freed from manufactured scarcity.